Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I'll be your host throughout this episode. I encourage you to head on over to the link below in the show notes to visit my 7-day free Declutter Your Life email challenge. Now, this challenge will help you to get rid of the clutter and simplify your life. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started with today's episode.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. So I'm Rebecca, and today we're going to be tackling a very important topic, which is the power of intentional choices. Each day we're faced with countless decisions, but it's the choices that we make deliberately that define our past and sculpt our futures. So stick around as we explore 5 intentional choices that you can make daily to live a more fulfilled and purposeful life. So the first intentional choice that I have for you today is to prioritize your health, both mental and physical. With the fast-paced world that we live in, it's easy to put our well-being on the back burner, but making an intentional choice to care for our health can dramatically increase our quality of life. Whether it's choosing to eat a balanced diet, exercising for at least 20 to 30 minutes a day, or dedicating time to mindfulness, these decisions can build the foundation of a healthier and happier you. Moving on to the second one, and this is one that I find personally very important, which is to practice gratitude. It's incredibly easy to lose focus on what we lack or what could be better. However, shifting our focus to what we do have and expressing thanks for those things can cultivate a sense of contentment. So I challenge you every morning or evening, list just 3 things that you're grateful for. This simple practice can rewire your brain to notice more of the positive in your life, and it could foster a profound sense of well-being. Number 3 is about continuous learning. So the world is vast, filled with knowledge and experiences that are waiting to be discovered. Making the intentional choice to learn something new every day keeps our minds active and engaged, contributing to our personal and professional growth. This could be as simple as reading a book, listening to a podcast like you're doing now, or even engaging in a new hobby. Remember that growth lies when we go beyond our comfort zone. The 4th one is to cultivate and to nourish your strong relationships in your life. So we're social beings, and our connections with others significantly impact our happiness and fulfillment. Choose to invest time and energy in relationships that uplift and support you. This means actively listening, showing empathy, and being present for the people who matter in your life. In return, you build a network of love and support that benefits. And last but not least, the 5th intentional choice that I have for you today is to set boundaries. So this is very important for maintaining your peace and ensuring that you're not spreading yourself too thin. It's okay to say no to demands that exceed your capability or that violate your values. And by setting clear boundaries, you respect your time and energy, which allows you to show up more fully in the areas that you choose to dedicate yourself to. And there you have it, 5 intentional choices to make daily. The remarkable thing about choices is that over time, they become habits. And it's these habits that sculpt the life we live tomorrow. So that about wraps up today's episode, and I hope you're walking away inspired to make more intentional choices in your daily life. So until next time, keep striving, keep thriving, and most importantly, keep making those intentional choices. Thank you for listening, and I'll go ahead and catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.